It was the world's largest freestanding cylindrical aquarium. 1,500 tropical fish living out their lives in the foyer of a Berlin luxury hotel. But early on Friday morning, that marine dream came crashing down. The 25-metre-tall cylindrical tank burst, sending 1 million litres of water rushing through the hotel lobby.
There are shirts everywhere, the furniture. Everything has been flooded with water. And of course, I think destroyed by this huge pressure. So it looks a bit like a war zone.
You know, it's a huge aquarium. Just yesterday we watched it and we were so amazed from its beauty, beautiness, and suddenly it's all gone. Everything is a mess, totally mess.
Two people were injured as a tsunami of broken glass, debris and fish washed through the building and out onto the streets of central Berlin. The hotel's restaurants and shops were also heavily damaged.
It sounded almost like a firework, but the hotel actually shook inside. I could describe it as a and I jolted out of bed and turned around and I didn't see any movement, so I didn't know what the heck was going on.
It's still unclear what caused the tank to burst. Hundreds of people had been staying at the hotel and have now been forced to leave the building. But what about the fish?
We've not yet been able to walk the first floor completely, which is probably where these fish will be. But the thing is that the water has completely leaked out, and about 1,400 of these fish that were in this aquarium could not be saved either.
Hundreds of smaller fish had been housed in aquariums under the hotel's lobby. Without electricity for their tanks, it's feared many may have suffocated. And if any fish are found alive, a number of organisations, including the Berlin Zoo, have offered to take them in. Alex Beard, Al Jazeera.